How specifically is building wealth going to help me with my children? Children's education, children's health, children's home, or whatever else is high on your value list. So what you want to do is link it to the top three, the ABC values you have presently, and link how saving money and building wealth is going to be there, connected to it. If you want some homework assignment tonight, here's three or four things you can do if you're really dedicated to building wealth, is go in there and take everything you think you did that you screwed up in, find out how it served you and others, so you free up the guilt. Your self-worth goes up. Two, start doing this list of 200 benefits of building wealth and how it will serve you. I guarantee you, if you do this, you will see a difference when you walk away from here. You're going to see your eyes open up to opportunities you didn't see before. And then if you specifically see how it's going to serve what's most important in your life, you won't feel that building wealth will interfere with it. It's helping you get it. Because otherwise you'll have an internal conflict between building wealth and the thing that's most important to you. But it won't be a conflict. There won't be a moral dilemma if you've connected it and seen how building wealth is going to help my kids, if kids are most important to you. Or how is building wealth going to help me in my spiritual life, if spiritual life is most important to you. Whatever is most important to you, link it to what's most important presently. It will rise up, it will plug in, it'll fit in there, and all of a sudden, your brain, because it is registered by your expectations and value system, will filter out of the universe accordingly what its values are displaying. It'll filter it out of the universe and see everything. General benefits, 200 specific benefits. 200 generals, raise it up. 200 specifics, link it to the things that are presently valued. Because your discipline in life is directly proportionate to the hierarchy of your values. Whatever's highest on your value, you have incredible discipline on. Let me give you a story about that. You don't mind if I add stories occasionally. I had this gentleman in New York, wealthy gentleman, financier, family of financiers, hire me to do consulting. I did consulting for him and also part of his family members. Well, he had a son, 19 years old. And he said, Dr. DeMartini, my son, I don't know, he needs to help. I said, what's the problem? He says, he is lazy. Just lazy. I can't get him to do well in school. I can't get him to work. I can't get him to do anything. He just doesn't, he's not motivated. And I said, can I meet with you first? Because the person who's wanting other people to change is the person I usually try to work with. But he said, no, I can't do it right now. I'll meet with you on the next time you're here. I said, okay, I'll meet with your son. It's a 19-year-old son. The father is 56 or 7 years old. High motivation on building wealth, managing it. He's got a family of financiers and banking systems, etc. Business-oriented, money-oriented. He's been through a divorce, is now dating another woman. Been a long spell there without relationship, now starting to establish relationship. Has a son who's trying to get him to be a business entrepreneur at 19. Well, the son's, because he's in college, his highest value, when I finally met with him, because I know that people live according to the hierarchy of their values, his highest value was girls. And the dynamics that males and females do between girls. Which is a fair exchange system. So what the father didn't understand is the father was expecting the son to get up early in the morning, go and work out, go get a job, earn a great living, save his money, become financially savvy, and be accountable, responsible, because accountability and responsibility is always a projection of one person's value systems onto another one's. There's what you think is accountable and responsible is whatever your values are, and you project that onto other people and expect them to do that. Now, the father was getting up early and going to work and working hard and saving his money and earning a great living. He was an extremely wealthy general. But he was trying to get his son to be that way, and the son's voids that drive his values were entirely different. Because the son had his dad pay for his college, because the son had him get allowance, he got an allowance from his dad, because he knew he was going to inherit millions of dollars when his father was to pass away, he wasn't motivated financially. Nor business-wise, because he already knew what he was going to do, and it was part of the family, and nothing's going to stop that. The thing he didn't have was relationship dynamics. So here he is now getting up at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, slept most of the night, from 4 a.m. to about 11, getting up 12 at 1, having a few classes in the afternoon, and then from 8 o'clock at night, with incredible discipline and incredible commitment, incredible focus, dedication, long hours, hard work, sweat, management, was picking up girls from 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, all the way to 4 o'clock in the morning. And most of you couldn't do it, as many as dedicated as this gentleman was. How many of you understand? He was coming home at 4 o'clock, seeing his father sleeping, lazing around doing nothing, resting and sleeping at 4. Thinking his dad's not doing a damn thing, always sleeping when he comes home. You understand my point here? They had two different value systems. My job was to get him to link those value systems to his schooling and to building wealth. And so I went to him and I said, look, you're 19 years old. Your whole goal is picking up chicks. Do you think chicks like impoverished people or wealthy people? I mean, do you think they like guys that have money or guys that are broke? He goes, well, probably a lot of money. I said, okay. Do you think any one of them smart ones or dumb ones? Women? I'm asking. Smart with money, yes? How many women would prefer a smart one with money than a dumb one who's broke that's a leech? So what I did is I had to link to him his classes to sex. So every time he goes to class, I said there's two types of women. They're the nurturers that basically, if you go to them and you're humble and said, look, I need help in my class. Can you help me with my class? They'll want to study with you. And the others want to see that you're the smartest, and they're going to look up to you because you're the smartest. So you got a double scoring capacity sexually if you will do one of those two. So either way, if you learn to study and ask for their help, you get one half. If you go in there and become the smartest kid in the class, you get the other half. He goes, cool, my psychologist didn't teach me this. I'm talking in his value systems. Anyway, I worked with him for 3 hours. I reframed his perspective. His grades and schooling went up. And the money that his dad was giving, instead of blowing some of it, he started saving it so he could score with the women. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just drinking some booze and blowing it on video games and things like this, he started saving it because he realized if he had some cash, he could get a close on his investments at night. Now, why I'm saying this is because he had a shift in values and his life shifted as a result of it. All of a sudden, he was doing better in school, which is what the father wanted. The father came to me and says, whatever you said to him, it really worked. And I said, I just taught him how to get sex. Because that was his highest value. You can only inspire people when you can link whatever you want them to do in terms of their value systems. Everybody's sitting there going, can I link money to that? Yes. Called marriage.